The final struggle. Such will be the experience of God's people in their final struggle with the powers of evil. God will test their faith, their perseverance, their confidence in His power. Satan will endeavor to terrify them with the thought that their sins have been too great to receive pardon. As they review their lives, their hopes will sink. But remembering God's mercy and their own sincere repentance, they will plead His promises. Their faith will not fail because their prayers are not immediately answered. The language of their souls will be, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." Had not Jacob previously repented of his sin in obtaining the birthright by fraud, God could not have mercifully preserved his life. So in the time of trouble, if the people of God had unconfessed sins to appear before them while tortured with fear and anguish, despair would cut off their faith, and they could not have confidence to plead with God for deliverance. But they will have no concealed wrongs to reveal. Their sins will have been blotted out by the atoning blood of Christ, and they cannot bring them to remembrance. All who endeavor to excuse or conceal their sins and permit them to remain upon the books of heaven, unconfessed and unforgiven, will be overcome by Satan. The more exalted their profession and the more honorable the position which they hold, the more certain is the triumph of the great adversary. Jacob's history is an assurance that God will not cast off those who have been betrayed into sin, but have returned unto Him with true repentance. God taught His servant that divine grace alone could give him the blessing he craved. Thus it will be with those who live in the last days. In all our helpless unworthiness, we must trust in the merits of the crucified and risen Savior. None will ever perish while they do this. Jacob's experience testifies to the power of importunate prayer. It is now that we are to learn this lesson of unyielding faith. The greatest victories are not those gained by talent, education, wealth, or the favor of men. They are gained in the audience chamber with God, when earnest, agonizing faith lays hold upon the mighty arm of power. All who will lay hold of God's promises as did Jacob, and be as earnest and persevering as he, will succeed as he succeeded.